To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. It's long been said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I would propose this evening that there's another element of our lives that could pretty much fit into that same category. I would suggest that good news is in the ear of the hearer. Perhaps you've had the experience in life where someone is all excited and presents to you really bad news. But to your hearing, it might be actually good news. Example: the Cubs game has rained out, but we'd run out of pitchers and we were going to be throwing somebody from the minor leagues that day. The ace is up tomorrow. If you're going to the game, that was bad news. If you're hoping for a win, it's all good. Maybe you've had the opposite happen to you as well, where somebody comes your direction with amazing news, but for you, it's not what you were looking for. It's all a matter of perspective. It's all how you see it, isn't it? When you read the gospel account of that first Christmas night, the angels left absolutely no doubt in the minds of the shepherds that the news they were receiving from heaven itself, as the shepherds acknowledged, this is what the Lord has told us about, is good news. Really good news. But as the angel appears, clearly these shepherds were not ready for what was coming their way. They were terrified, we're told. And the first thing the angel had to say was, "Do not be afraid." And he followed that immediately with, "I've got good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And then the other angels join him, all the ranks of heaven, singing in glorious splendor, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." That is good news. It's not just good news for the shepherds that heard it that first time that night. That's good news for anyone and everyone, whether they realize it or not. No matter what perspective they may find in reaction to that news. After all, there are plenty of people this night who see the flow of people toward a church and they wonder, they ask, they may even challenge you as a believer, "Why do you make such a big deal out of the birth of a baby 2,000 years ago? What could he possibly have to offer? Just a baby." But you know the answer, don't you? You know the realities that this gospel presents to us so well. In fact, you could make the case that this is one of the best-known stories of history across the world through every culture. Just about everybody knows who Jesus is and what was claimed about him by those angels the night that he was born. Good news. But to truly understand just how good news this is, you also have to understand the world into which Jesus was born and the purpose for which he was born, and measure yourself against the realities that existed not just then, but certainly also today. If you don't understand God's demand of perfection from his humanity that he created and how far we fall short, if you don't have an understanding of the connection between your thoughts, your words, your actions, and God's expectations, the brokenness of your relationships and your world with the way God intended it to be, and how far it has fallen from that reality, that the curse of death wasn't intended to be the reality of humans, but it is a reality every one of us will face at the end of our lives and face so often throughout our lives as we lose those whom we've treasured having relationships with. When you come to understand the complete devastation that sin has wrought on God's world, on every element of our universe, but also on our own hearts and minds and lives, when you understand it from the perspective that the Scriptures presented to us, you come to see and realize what amazing good news this is. That we have a Christ who is the Lord, who is the Savior who was born to us. Isn't it amazing that even though Joseph was a poor carpenter from Nowheresville in Galilee, Nazareth, and he's engaged to an equally poor young maiden, they make a journey down to their ancestral home. They happen to be both descendants of Israel's royal house of David. But that had been forgotten and decimated hundreds of years earlier. And clearly nobody paid much attention to that reality. But when the decree came down from the emperor that everyone had to be taxed and counted, the day came when they had to journey down to Bethlehem, David's town, to do what was legally required of them, even though it was the worst possible moment. Mary had their firstborn child while they were there in Bethlehem. In circumstances that we can debate how it all worked out, but the reality is nobody would have chosen a barn, a feeding trough. We know the details so well. And it's important for us to ask, how is it that we know those details so well? How is it that these details are known throughout the world, throughout the centuries, so well? Because it's good news. Good news of great joy, of a Savior that has been born to us. That God is fulfilling His promises. That is incredibly good news. You can think about the first time He made the promise that a baby would be born into the world, a descendant of Adam and Eve, those first sinners that brought ruin and death and rebellion for all of their descendants. God didn't leave them hanging. He spoke to them on the very day of their rebellion and sin. A promise of a descendant of their own, from their own flesh and blood, that would reverse the curse and bring about a crushing of the evil one who had brought this decimation on them through his temptation. And now we see it playing out. The best news possible. But you don't have to take my word for it. Angels are telling you that this is amazing good news. And that's not all. They're thrilled to be able to tell it. Think about that for a moment. The angels didn't need saving. The angels are flawless. They're perfect. They celebrate in God's presence all of God's glory and might and wisdom and everything that is divine in the presence of God, in the throne room of heaven, all the time. But look at the joy they express in this moment when they get to announce to human beings that God is fulfilling His promises, that He's bringing His Son, the Savior, into the world. How overwhelming it must have been for those poor shepherds on that dark night, completely unexpected. First, it was a single angel, and that's hard enough because He's holy and He's powerful and He's loud. But then the sky is torn apart with light and sound and the smell of holiness, and with incredible joy they sing a song of praise to the Creator God, the Savior God, who is entering into our human story to be one of us and provide everything necessary for us to know redemption from our sin, reconciliation with God, approval to live with God forever. How does that not bring about joy in anyone who knows what that really means? How good this news really is, and why the angel calls it good news of great joy. It is the difference maker. It is the difference between having no idea, no hope, and knowing fully that this baby would grow up to be the answer. The one who would live obediently from conception to death, fight temptation just as we do every day, yet was without sin. Offer that perfection, that lifelong obedience, willingly and innocently into death as the payment price for our sins, rising from the grave on the third day to guarantee us not only resurrection, but access to all of the promised, amazing future realities of eternity with God. Can the news get any better? Can the joy get any greater? But don't forget, it also says this is for all people. In so many words, good news of great joy that will be for all the people. When you hear that, you probably are thinking things like nationality, ethnicity, the eras of time, maybe geography, gender, age, class, wealthy, poor, all the ways that people designate and delineate and marginalize themselves into easily understood compartments of humanity. But I'd like you to consider something else this night in regard to this statement of all the people. I believe so many of us, myself included, come to a night like this, a quiet Christmas evening, with burdens that we're carrying, with challenges that are weighing us down, with the brokenness of the reality of our lives all too intrusive in a moment like this. Many of us carry with us the realities of our own addictions, our own hateful thoughts, our own materialism and selfishness. And many of us are on the flip side of that reality, carrying here victimhood of others who have perpetrated all these same things against us. And it's real, and it's now, and it walks with us everywhere we go in life. And we're seeking relief. And we hear, for all people. If the thought has ever crossed your mind that you're too broken, you're too rebellious, you're too sinful, the things you've done, the words you've spoken, the places you've gone have placed you beyond the reach of God's love and His saving plan. The angel tells you tonight, you're wrong. This news is for you. This news is for every human sinner that desperately needs to know of God's love, His embrace, His plan of washing us clean of everything that causes us to be a violation of all that God expects of us. Good news of great joy for all people. If you want further proof of that, turn in the pages of Scriptures to the Gospels and watch Jesus and listen to Jesus and see how His open embrace with the gospel includes everyone and never excludes anyone. He heals. He offers forgiveness. He makes bodies and minds whole again. He raises the dead. He fixes the problems that vex our human reality every day of our lives. And He demonstrates the power that He has as God in human flesh to fix things forever. And then He goes about doing it through His sacrifice and His mighty resurrection on the third day. Good news, absolutely, of great joy, beyond our imagining, for all people. That's the last thing to consider. You know this good news. It has brought you great joy. You've gathered again this evening to sing your praises to this God who has saved you through his one and only Son, given in a stable in Bethlehem. And now God reminds you that anyone you know, and everyone you know, whether they've ever heard this before, are somewhat familiar with it, or have no idea, you can share it with them. You can make sure they understand what this night, what this celebration, this annual review of the facts of Christmas is really all about. It's about God making sure that the news is heard, the very good news, that joy is generated, hope and trust and reliance in the promises of God becomes a reality for human beings who need to know there's far better news than just the news of the day, news of eternal days ahead of us. And we will live with God because his Son has lived with us. It's amazingly good news. May it be your joy tonight. And may God use you to ensure that someone in the world knows, because you've shared it with them, that this is good news of great joy for all the people. Amen.